others could have a, there are certain people that are born that have a certain, that they see
power?
Everything in a negative sense.
A power.
Look at the person,
negative power.
It could be an Indian of jealousy, begrudge somebody, forget the shen and so forth, but they see it as negative. Why? Nah, it's not coming to him, he's not good. He's ma'ayra kitru b'shamayim.
Yes, any person.
Ain't tzadik was a shasta.
So wait a minute,
perfect.
Any person could give
nobody's perfect. You don't know the kaf schools, everybody could find a good, you could find something good in everybody. But you can find something bad in everybody. And there are certain people that always find something bad in everybody.
Yeah. And never have.
Kotzko wants to do with the Kotzko. He says, well, what is better? If a person is oyev es ha'emes or is soyne es ha'sheker? Which is the better one?
Right.
Oyev es ha'emes or soyne es ha'sheker? That's the sheker. What?
Yes, so they say in the name of Rabbi Levine that says it's better to be oivus MS, otherwise you're going to find all the lies that everybody did. It's like the Rav does all the dentiras. So he knows everybody's scandals. You could have been a Rosh Yeshiva, could have been a Masada Kedusha for everybody.
Every find you look for the Sheker, you already always assigned it to the other guy. Oivus MS, you'll always look for Shtikola MS, what you'll find. She'll always be an oye. So it's better to be an oivus MS than Sony is a Sheker. That is the consequence. So, you see the pshat over here, that the person has to be able to, at the end of Ayin Ra, the Torah Shishor speaks about the, you ever see the Torah Shishor at the end of Noshim? Where he speaks about the end of Mazel?
Yeah, with Moshe Rabbein, very schwer to face Shishor, difficult.
Mazel.
Yes, Moshe Rabbein was born ugly and he became...
Mazel doesn't really mean, but you think it means good luck. It's not good luck. He says there are five concepts in Mazel. There's a whole couple of pages there. At the end of Kiddush.
Right.
There's a Torah Shishor. And he brings out, that's according to the person. Many times, he says, according to the climate where you live, and according to the upbringing of the person, the environment, the friends that you have, that makes a person in general how he's going to act to other people. And he could destroy people. Sometimes mamash by his look that he's oyer kitzur. Like it says over there, by the advice of Sora, Sora of Rav Avinu. Famosi olacho, yi ishpa delkim beini veinecho. But if you might even mumba mtsia, you might say over there that a person of either kitzur than somebody, that you shouldn't say that the Baisham told the shrufim and so forth. Because if you do that, they're going to look at you right away. Do you deserve that he should be punished because of you and so forth? But there are certain people that they'll always pick out that negative, that to find the mashu of negative in the person, and maybe there's a sin.
So why doesn't the Rebbeinu Shalom turn around and punish that person? Why the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't turn around and punish that person?
In fact, yeah. I want to say, I said,
you know, like somebody who curses somebody, he's not a regular person. He curses somebody, Hashem could turn around and curse him back.
But then I said a word over here,
why is he talking about Ein Oig?
What?
Ein Oig.
I'm afraid to curse
a bad man
people
has,
because then
he has two
eyes.
As eight number 10 Oig. I wouldn't say that he gives up. It ain't no slut. That's the rod. That's Ein Ra. He sees only one eye.
The driver,
if you have at least two eyes, you can see good, you can see bad. As eight number 10 Oig.
He deserved it.
But it says the same thing for Ein Oig.
He says, It's 8:52.
What?
It's 8:52. Rashi brings over there, the most made it by 8:50. Why? Because had he made it by 8:52 already, he would have been Kiloyer. So So they made it a sort of Bahashkoma. Bahashkoma. And that's what I wanted to say, Pshat, in Parshat Nitzavim. When it came over there, that the Rebbe said, when the people sinned, is by Yashlichei Leneres Lechoika. The Rebbe said, was going to throw away into Golos. It's a big lamed over there. By Yashlichei, big lamed. And there's no yud.
No.
So if you take out the lamed, it makes the word by Yashkei. So by Yashlicha, Meneres Lechoika, the Baruch Shem was Vayashke, Mashkoma, he got up earlier, he didn't give the 8:52. He made it before the 8:50, he made 8:50. And that way there's a Yeshua that that we can be saved. We have a tikva, we have a hope. He said, Vayashlicha, take out the Lamed. Lamed is born a Lamed, a Vayashke. And I said, Pshat, based on this, when he shantem the words. But you see that cloud. I saw Akashi yesterday, rather. Noticed this, Akasha, that they're still thinking, it's about why by Krishna, you don't even notice these things. Why by Krishna we say, he mentioned the first part of Krishna, he placed the Nibana Taira, right? And then till the second part is the opposite.
One Kedushin talks about it, yeah.
Why is the Torah before till in the first parasha and till before Torah in the second parasha? You ever see the parasha?
I thought that the Gemara in Kedushin refers to it. Gemara Darshan's with Tfilin and
I saw the Kashi yesterday. I saw a couple of Achreinim asked the Kashi. They did play Yeshua, also in Brokers. But that is the Kashi. I was thinking, there's all different types of terutzim. There's all different types of terutzim. Really, the first parasha, according to Gemara Brochus, is Ma'ach Shemayim. Right?
Yeah.
And the second parasha is Rabbi Yechiman Breikis. Says in the Mishnah, the second parak, and the second parasha is the mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is the one you have to show on the toy side. So he asked the kasha, third parasha is also mitzvahs. Why should Vayayim be before Vayayim Shumaya? He said because the mitzvah of tzitzis is only in the daytime. And Vayayim Shumaya talks about mitzvahs are filled by day and night. That's why Vayayim Shumaya comes before Vayayim. Even though Vayayim is before both of them in the Chumash. Vayayim is in Bamidbar, right? The end of Shalach, in Bamidbar. While you have over here Shema Yisrael is in Eschanon, and Vayayim Shemaya is in Ekev. So really Vayayim should have been first. It's just constant, in Mount Baruch over there. So, actually, the Elamach Shemayim. So we say, close your eyes, and what's the side of Tzul is also. The Tzul Shal, right? Tzul Shal Yad. Tzul Shal Yad is the Maisa. The Tzul is the Maisa Mitzvah that a person does. So it could be, I was thinking, that the side of Godla Talmud, which made the name Maisa, the most of the Kedushin over there, is the side of Limud HaTorah brings you to do mitzvahs. Without Limud HaTorah, you don't do mitzvahs. So the side of Kabbalah Tzolam HaFa Shemayim is that a person should learn Torah, and that he should be able to, that he should be Makai Mitzvah. Ain't Bui Rei Chet Lai Moritz Choser. The boor is not going to put on tefillin, he doesn't know what it's all about. So you have to have the Kabbal El Mach HaShemayim, and you learn the mitzvahs, you learn Torah, and then you Mekabal. So therefore, Torah comes first in the first parasha. But the second parasha is talking about the Maisa Mitzvahs that a person does. So tefillin talking comes first, because the Maisa Mitzvahs is tefillin. And because of the tefillin, like it says, Kol HaKorei Krishma B'lai Tefillin, Pidu Me'edei D'Sheker Be'atzmai. So the tefillin will lead you to further development in the sense of the side of Torah. But the mitzvahs are paramount, with the second parasha is mitzvahs. So therefore, tefillin is mentioned first before the evening of Torah. That's along the lines that I was thinking to answer that question. I saw a couple of answers that I don't know. A couple of answers that they want to say. You know, the Derech Soid of the Derech Chassidus, I want to answer in a simple way that we can understand, the average person can understand. You know, many times, you want to the Soid of Remez and that, a lot of times it's hard to, it's hard to, hard to figure that, that sense, the concept of Tvilh, the Soid of Tvilh. But it's interesting, the Kasha that they bring out, they have also, they have what it says over here,
which one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when he talks about Moshe Rabbeinu with the tzilus, Vayisahi. Moshe thought that since he's Oig Melech HaBoshon and so forth, and Tzichon, so maybe the Gzeira was taken away.
Right. 8:30,
Rabbi. What's the matter? It's
8:30. Yeah, no, I thought he called this guy that you know, that goes to the cemeteries. He wanted to speak to that rabbi. Yeah, another 10 minutes or so.
He goes to the cemetery.
You know that rabbi, he always calls you with questions. A single time.
Hello?
Mrs. Jerome, about a ride. What time do you want to come?
10 minutes, 15 minutes.
About quarter to nine. Quarter to nine, okay?
15 minutes.
Hello?
Quarter to nine.
Hello? Yeah, I'm sorry. What? What you said, Bill?
Yeah, the rabbi's friend is coming. Okay, good.
Hello?
What?
Hello? Bill? Hello?
Okay. I was wondering, isn't it strange?
What you say?
8:45 is fine.
Okay, all right.
Of the Kriyas Latar, you can choose the Tisha B'Av. You choose Kisalit Banim. You lay on Tisha B'Av Kisalit Banim, and then come Shabbos, you lay it right again on Shabbos Nachmanim.
I was just going to talk about it. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah?
What do you want to say?
You have it during the Avelis, and you have it during the Nechama. What's Pshat?
What's your kasha?
But my kasha is there's other Kriyas Latar. Chazal could have chosen other places to lay on Tisha B'Av. No? Nitzavim, the beginning of Nitzavim is very similar to Kisalit Banim. You know what I'm saying? Is that if they chose all these, they could choose from everywhere. Why would they have the same Kriyas Latar you have on Tisha B'Av 2 days later?
Two days later.
You shouldn't have the Mishatar with me.
And 2 days later?
You have it on Shabbos Nachmanim, the same Kriyas Latar you have. Same Kisalit Banim. You're going to win tomorrow.
So I wanted to answer that. Fuck care.
That
we say Nachmanim, Nachmanim. Take off title here. Locks up to fly him. He locks up the other shop to fly him to hope that they sell. Nachmu, so the Nachmu is double Nachmu, and the Nachmu to fly him. But the Kazakh used to show you that what. That this what you're reading is taken out Mamash and Tisha B'Av, that's a Chubin. But in that itself is a Yeshua, is a Nechama too. Not we read that also. We show that the rejuvenation, that this itself becomes like it says, we also Lovai, Tisha B'Av will be a Yontif. Tisha B'Av will be a Yontif, we also Lovai. Somebody asked me yesterday a question, Tisha B'Av, if it's will be a Yontif, he says, would you say Tachman or not?
You don't say Tachman.
What?
You don't say Tachman.
Then it comes out on a Shabbos and the next day is Yisuchah. Yisuchah, would you say Tachman or not? He's worried about the Tachman already.
He's worried about Tachman.
I said, Chassidim surely won't say. But Mashiach won't say either. So just let him come. They won't worry about him. After that, somebody asked me, like, what happens? You had the Shabbos for Tisha B'Av, right? So you fast on Sunday. What happens if a kid became a mitzvah Sunday? Are you quick to fast or not? This is good for you. Because a mitzvah became a mitzvah Shabbos night. Sunday became a mitzvah.
Right.
I'll tell you, this might happen with me, my daughter.
You should see this mitzvah.
It's never Shabbos
and Kabbalah. No, you're quick to fast Tisha B'Av.
Oh.
Tishba was Shabbos.
Yeah.
The Nitzchah to Sunday.
Yeah.
He was by mitzvah on Sunday. Before the Zayin, he's not mukhuyim to fast, he's not by mitzvah.
Yeah.
Chinuch, not, but he's not mukhuyim to fast, not chiyuv. Is there a chiyuv to him to fast on Sunday or not? It was chiyuv. Or was it didn't stand with chinuch in that?
The Zintik is a Rakhshan Dratz in Yur, no?
Yes, he's mukhuyim. Yeah, but Tishba was Shabbos, Shabbos, Tishba, with no chalois, he wasn't by mitzvah yet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. It's not so portion, the Avnei Nezer, there's a...
Well, we knew it's a child.
The Shaila, I'd say, revolves around this particular point. I want to bring up with the, even this, you said it, Bonim. If the Pshad, if Tishma comes down on Shabbos, he fasts on Sunday, if the Pshad is the Sunday at Tashlumin for Shabbos, it's a Nitzko Tashlumin, or the Pshad, the Chachom made the Takon Lechad Chila, that when Tishma comes down, it's like by Tom Yedaya. If it comes down on the Shabbos, then the Tisha B'Av is Sunday. Because anyway, the Sreif for Samikdos was on the 10th. We surely should fast the 10th. Remember what the Gemara says over there? Tanit.
Two days.
By Rebbe. The mice with the Asiri B'Av. So really, Be'emestaki, if it comes down on Shabbos, so the Takona was the fast on... if the Takona was the fast on Tisha B'Av, on the 10th day, then Tak has the fast. So the Machloik is Tak and Acharenim, you should know. There's some afraid that hold that Davni Nezer then want to hold that then if Tashlumin then there's not Mekhuyi about the Aloha. So Mekhuyi then they want to say that he is Mekhuyi of Tachu. There is a Chiyi of the fast on that particular day. Why? Because since he had Chinuch before and the side of the Kabo Besakim, we got a Sutton here full time. I call the son Willie. I call him Willie?
Willie.
I don't know.
And the Sultan has seven names, so every phone call is from a different...
I get the name Willie.
With a different number on every Sultan.
It's another rabbi.
Oh, the Rabash. I received two radios today over here. What is this? I can try it out.
Are she like this own book?
Are they... I never heard those names.
Where
did you buy it?
It's no good.
The sugar and the
cocoa
over there.
Oh, it's chocolate?
It was a chocolate.
Oh, they had one
by you. It takes from the whole world.
I bought one. It's not, it doesn't taste so bad. It doesn't taste good. It's like water, but a little.
What chocolate? It's never the same, like real milk.
But I'm afraid to buy it because I'm afraid they support these people. Who knows? There are going to be no more cows left in the world. That's what they want. They're like, a jihad against cows.
Yeah,
you know, the
liberals. That's
the
good.
Buses everywhere.
Yeah,
on the train.
Oh. You saw the bomber. Yeah, you see, the whole question over here that you find by Corbonus, where the tushta they want to make to the Chagiga. Korban
Chagiga, right?
So is it a Tashlum? Remember the Chagiga? Can you buy the Chagiga?
Is it Tashlum?
One hole that is the Tashlum for the first day.
Right.
So if you don't come out for the first day, then a person that was a chigor, more chagiga, if he was he couldn't bring a korban the first day, he was sick, whatever it is, so he can't bring it later because it's a shlum for the first day. First day he was potter. Then if you say that it's not a shlum for the first day, but each day has its own halakha and so forth, then he's going to bring a korban chalamayin. Right? They want to make the two stuff to that tomorrow for the cotton. They want to make the two stuff to that tomorrow. But the big machlokes is in that, if we mechuyev to fast or not. It could happen that a kid could be born, could happen. That would be his birthday. It could happen.
My daughter was born on the 18th of Tammuz.
But I wanted to say that, what?
My daughter's birthday is 18th of Tammuz.
Yeah.
So it'll be the same thing. Yeah, yeah.
Mamish.
It happened. That's what happened.
Your brother, yeah.
When you spoke about it a couple of years ago.
Who spoke?
You spoke about it in Shul on Shabbos, that Shabbos, on Shabbos Matanis. Yeah, yeah. It was also a Nifta that year. But you told me she should fast.
And I talked about Tisha B'Av too?
No, Shabbos Matanis it was.
No, Tisha B'Av didn't. Shabbos Matanis, yeah. I always feel Shabbos Matanis is a more difficult fast than Tisha B'Av. You know that? It's much harder than
Shabbos Matanis.
It's half an hour longer.
Even though you start in the morning. But I don't know, Tisha B'Av, But I wasn't hungry at all for Shabbat, nothing at all.
You had a banana?
And I ate very little Shabbat. So very
That's
little.
Why. You eat too much on Shabbos.
I believe that the less you eat,
you're supposed to eat less.
You're supposed to
eat a banana.
But Shabbos Matamid used to eat very much harder. This was a beautiful day. A beautiful day as far as fast. I heard the Pollock is talking, going to Cleveland.
Yeah.
He got it? He got the job? He said it bought him in the Indian of Yeshkharan, because the Yeshkharan is the Nachmu Ali, to show that the Avelis itself is also like the Sasema says, for example. We got that point. Sasema said that Yishenichnas of the Matim Besimcha. So he says Pshat over there is different than what people think. They think you were Mayit Besimcha. He says not true. He says every mitzvah you do has to be Besimcha. No such thing as a mitzvah without Simcha. He says Yishenichnas of Mimatim. You have to be Mimayit from your business, your Geschäft, your other, and with Besimcha. Which means the meal that you do for yourself, in the availus has to be the same. The Martin the Simcha. Sasem says to that. The Martin the Simcha. Why? That he made the mice of Napoleon. You're a mice of Napoleon. That he came to play
the rabbi. Where are they crying about? They're crying about the Beis Hamikdash.
He saw them sitting there in the window.
Oh, yeah.
And he couldn't, he said, what are they crying? What's this? He told him about 2,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago, they're sitting on the floor crying. These people remember that. They can remember that.
Forever. Those people are forever.
They said that was the biggest. Forget that. The idea of the Avelis of the Churban is the biggest. I still spoke about that here on Tisha, who was Shabbos Chazoin. I remember what spoke about that. That the Avelis, that's what I once said, the Avelis of the 3 weeks is the opposite of a normal Avelis. Normal Avelis, I said, remember, I said it?
I heard somebody else ask the same thing.
I once spoke on that. That's the opposite. The regular Avelis goes, like he says, Shiva, Shloshim, that goes less and less and less. And it says, Faker, that you shouldn't be more than Avelis and so forth. While Avelis, Punk Faker, it goes up to the crescendo of Tisha B'Av and the Chum. That's the opposite. Why? Because here we want to remember. The Avelis itself is the tikva for the Yosef. Be'esha to Yosef, the border and so forth. So the idea of the Avelis here is to keep the Avelis going, but the Avelis keeps us in the sense of the particular. Just the opposite. I brought out that particular point in that sense. I don't spoke about it here. Did you say all the kinnas?
No, there's certain kinnas.
No, we didn't get too far.
I said all
they
the kinnas.
All the
I used to make. I had a sister. I had a sister. With all the kinnas.
You used to say all the kinnas here.
We used to say all the kinnas.
You used to say all the kinnas here. You finished before we finished.
We finished 10:30 every year. 10:30.
10:30. All the kinnas.
Yeah.
What time did you finish?
11:15.
11:30. Because he explained every kinna. He explained. He translated and explained every kinna.
So there was more talking than kinnas, you mean? That's what they like. So you don't have to say anything. You just listen.
Right. We finished later than you, Rabbi.
I finished 12:30 in the far out way. But they was talking over there too.
Yeah, they were explaining.
But while he was talking, I said the kiddush.
They explained.
But I heard him anyway. I heard everybody said. I can tell exactly what he said.
What
but I said the kiddush at the same time.
You went to
they also didn't say the whole kiddush.
You went to yeshiva.
That marked off certain kiddush they're saying, and by five different places he spoke. Fellow out, Rabbi Alpert, Alpert's son. Remember,
Nissen Alpert's son.
Nissen Alpert's son.
Wow.
He dumps there by Brown. He's a Bakoyer. Very nice Bakoyer. Very nice Bakoyer. Very nice. I know very. He came when I first came there. He comes over and he says he wants to thank me. But many of the years he went to MTJ. He was at MTJ. I was in Yaakov Yosef at that time running the yeshiva. So I had the keys to the gym and all that. There were all the keys in the room. So they came up once, they begged me, they wanted to play.
Basketball.
We had a very nice gym on the top floor.
Basketball,
they didn't have anything,
they
MTJ.
Played. They played basketball.
They wanted to play basketball. Yeah. So I used to give them the key, open the key, and let them in to go play basketball. You want to thank me now for all the years we let them play basketball. You remember those?
Sunshine played basketball and then go to yeshiva.
Huh?
Sunshine played basketball instead of learning.
And then they sold the keys
basketball.
For me, you know.
Instead of learning, he used to go play there.
What year it was already, there was a...
His parents came to grab him and say...
What do you call that when they graduates get together, what do you call that?
Everyone went to
reunion.
A reunion.
He put money,
they had sold the keys from the gym, you know, because they wanted to play all the time. Had to make new keys.
Father kept money. Every time he was out of money.
Yeah,
they put in Seamus.
No, I'm
in
Mashiach.
They put in
Seamus. Yeah.
And buy new ones every year. When
every year.
Again,
every year.
Because
they got, what are you saving the kids for next year?
Yeah, you mentioned it, Rabbi, last time you were here.
I want to mention that.
They have a custom to throw away the kids.
I forgot my kids here altogether. I didn't even have my kids with me.
No?
But I had, there was a good one in the shul. I got, somebody gave me one. I got one from the shul.
Rabbi, he had it with art scroll. He was reading from art scroll too.
Yeah, the art scroll had it. They had English, old English, what do you call it? But they had the Misaskim chairs. Not a bad idea, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, did you see that in the advertising?
They advertised.
They were selling this year Tisha B'Av chairs.
They were selling Tisha B'Av chairs. Yeah. They started a new business.
Everything's a business. I can't believe everything.
Rabbi, they look like Misaskim chairs.
I cracked up. Yeah, Mama said, Tisha B'Av chairs. Would you believe it?
Does it have gold on it and silver?
It was
also
advertised.
Gold and silver.
Very nice hands on there. Like a little. I don't know. Everything's a business. Everything's a business.
If it's a holiday, they're supposed to wear shrimla. The Hasidim should wear shrimla on Tisha B'Av because it's a holiday.
I think it's Korolai Moye.
Yeah.
It's already time. Just come.
So why don't they learn?
Oh, what?
It's time to.